Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Y'all are listening to the Overseas Connection podcast.
Shut up and sit down.
Here we go.
Would you kindly? I think we're just getting started.
Medic!
I'm a witcher.
I think this is more than you can handle.
He sits on his ass all day.
Let's do this.
Gotta love a smooth start, everybody. You're listening to 734. That's episode 734 of the Overseas Connection podcast. It is May 14th. Happy Mother's Day to all the mothers out there. 2023. And this definitely did not start on time without a hitch. Thank you, Microsoft, and your timely Windows update that just it demanded to be updated. I actually was trying to just – I said skip this version for now. I'll come back to it, update later. And then I had to reboot my computer, and it decided, no, okay, we'll just update then. And so, yeah. So apologies to those that were looking for us to start on time.
Whoops.
What can you do? Exactly. A little bit different show today. Just Kim and I today, because Robin was supposed to be here. Where are my manners? Where are my manners, Kim? What am I doing wrong here?
I don't know.
I'm not talking about the fact that we are usually on every Sunday, 1 p.m. in the UK, 4 p.m. in the West Coast, 3 p.m. in your central time zone.
Indeed.
Yeah. This is just kind of throwing me for a loop. The whole last minute update. It's
all
going to
be off today.
It's right. Well, for
everywhere.
More reasons. Well, there's more to this story on top of it all. But anyway, so yeah, we are every Sunday for the most part. Next Sunday, it's a bit up in the air. We're not sure what we're going to be doing. We're going to try and put together a show at some point and push that out. I don't know how or when or where that will happen.
Could be
maybe from Las Vegas. May not be. I don't know. But just know if we do not have...
And this is what you call comically bad timing on the host's part, and you are missing all of the good stuff that he actually meant for you to hear.
That's because we're podcasting right here on those very channels. We will, however, have an audio version of this podcast, and it's going to sound like nothing happened at all. And so that will come out later today. It'll be there for you to listen as you're dancing to the oldies. Maybe you're getting your sweat on at the gym, so you can do that at your leisure. All right. Let's see. It's going to be one of those days. Like, I'm watching my computer screen, and it's like, you know, freaking out. Anyway.
Yeah, a little bit. Apparently, yeah. we've dropped the Twitch. Oh no! Wait, there, it's back.
I know. This is how the day is going to go, and so you know, I was thinking, you know what? Oh yeah, I'll throw on some videos. We'll have video of none of that's going to happen now. At this point, we are just powering through to get this podcast out as best we possibly can, and that means Kim Woods. Thank you for making the podcast.
Sure, anytime. Mostly, yeah. Unless I have children, and then, you know, that kind of goes wayside, but, you know.
One of my favorite things, by the way, so side note is, I'm just going to get into some story time and screw it. We're just going to dive right in.
Sounds good.
We're talking about the Las Vegas trip. We're talking about coming up and what's going on. And Cindy's like, you know, hey, and Cindy's my wife, for those that don't know. And she was asking, so who all's going to be on the podcast or on the trip? And I was like, oh, well, it's going to be the four guys from the UK. So Robin, Mike, Pete, and Lee. Lee is Mike's best friend, Marsh. If you don't know him, very nice chap. Anyway, first words out of Cindy's mouth. Pete, he's the ginger one, right? Gotta love that. Yes. So Pete's just carved out a space for himself.
Yep.
Anyway, so Kim, weather-wise, it's heating up out here. It's 84.
Yeah, it's, what is it? Well, it's a 68, but that can't be right. Let's pull it over here. Yeah, no, I was right. It's 78, but it feels like 86, and it is a little bit humid, which I don't mind.
Ooh,
so
no, I hate humidity. Oof. No, thank you. I cannot do the humid. I think that most normal people don't like humidity.
Right. Are you saying I'm not normal?
Take it as you will, Kim. Take it as you will.
oh, boy.
Well, so, okay,
by the way,
so
the
we both
Twitch stream seems out again.
I know. It's all fluctuating. This has been the entirety of my day with electronics. I kid you not. So.
Not your day, huh?
So, I mean, we'll get into the Diablo 4 conversation because that, I think, right. is directly related to this. But yeah. So. Gotcha. Work has been crazy, I think, for both of us. You've been doing a lot of working of late.
Right. Skype freezing sucks, I'll tell you.
Now this is glorious. This makes even for a better podcast. Okay, so I was asking you about you've been working hard. You've got vacation plans coming
up. Right. Yeah.
We are going to power through this podcast as best we can.
2nd to the 23rd, I will be child free. I mean, unless my brother shows up with his two kids. But the nephews of my sister's side will be going to their dad's in Oklahoma for about 3 weeks. So I have no children.
Okay.
Yeah.
Are you going to actually do a vacation, or is it just like you're just relaxing and taking it all in?
No, I'm just gonna relax and enjoy the fact that as much as I love the little farts, that, you know, Anthony's not going to be breathing down my neck to play Xbox, and Owen won't need a sippy cup or a diaper change or pull-up change, whatever you're gonna call it, every, you know, 5 seconds, and it'll be kind of nice. I will miss them terribly, but it will be nice. So maybe I'll actually get COD. So with the rest of you.
Yeah. Gaming time has been very frantic on my end.
Right.
Work definitely has been kind of the focus, trying to get ready for my vacation. And I'm just watching the whole Twitch drop, come back, drop, come back.
Right.
Again, apologies to everybody that's trying to watch this live. Yeah. There were things to be done on my end. I'm pretty sure I need to reset my router and just because that's been causing, I think, just some issues. There's some hiccup issues. And maybe it's just the heat. Maybe the internet out here doesn't like the heat. I've never had this problem before, but who knows? So here's the true apocalypse that has befallen upon me. Cindy went for a Mother's Day kind of getaway last weekend. She and her friend Deb went in.
The following has been redacted.
Weekend. Mm-hmm. She came home. The very next day coming home, I think I might be getting sick.
Uh-oh.
Exactly. Because, of course, this week I'm going to Las Vegas with the guys. So I immediately go into CDC mode. Like, I am like, and to her credit, Cindy already was like, I'll just sleep in the other room, give you some space. Let's just say that has not exactly worked. So a little niggle starts happening Friday night. I'm like, I can just feel a little bit of a little cough coming on. So I have been just preemptive everything. Using Navage system, blowing out the nasal cavities. I've been anything. I'm trying to not cough. And of course, I'm drinking a Monster, which just dries the crap out of my throat anyway. And then I'm looking at this nice glass of water that is literally empty. I'm prepared. This is what I'm trying to say. I'm prepared. But the good news is I should be good come the trip. I'm already feeling better. I'm not feeling just completely, yesterday I felt it coming on and I just was like, nope. All right. I'm starting up some, Mucinex right away. I'm just proactive everything.
Right.
So that's where I'm at. But it could not have come at a worse time. I was just like, mother. Oh,
right.
Okay.
Of all the times.
And I was so good. And the funny thing is, last time Cindy got sick, I did the same routine and avoided getting sick completely. So I was so I'm taking immune, vitamin boost, but I didn't, we didn't know she was getting sick until it was a little too late. And by then.
Right.
Anyway, that's it in a nutshell. So I'll be waging through the stupid little cold and I'm kind of hoping tomorrow I'll just feel back to normal. I already feel pretty good today, so we'll see.
Fingers crossed.
Yes, fingers crossed indeed. I just love seeing a blue screen on Twitch. It just makes me so happy. all right. Let's do I even have sound effects? I don't know. Let's see.
Today I feel like playing computer games.
I decided to mute my cough so this way you guys didn't actually hear it in your ears. It's nothing greater than that. All right. So we kind of talked about what's been going on with us. Let's talk about the games we've been playing. I have kind of a list.
Skype again.
It on my thing. I see reds and oranges and OBS is like, the world is all stopping.
The apocalypse is happening.
Yes. The perfect apocalypse is happening.
Like I said, gremlins are rampaging.
They are. They are indeed. And so I'm just, it's all on my end. Like I said, if I had a chance to, I had to reboot the computer first. That was the priority. So right. The router is going to get rebooted. And just maybe booted. I mean, at this point, just go rage on everything.
Punted anyway. Across the yard.
Yeah. Book of Demons. Talk to me about Book of Demons.
I'm still playing it. I haven't actually fired it up much this week. So this is kind of like last week's list because I wasn't on then either. So, Book of Demons. It's still good. I think I'm up to like legendary hunter, whatever. Legendary hero stage, I think, is where I'm at now. I think I'm this close to actually finishing it. So, we'll see how it goes. I still enjoy it. I don't know once I finish it if I'll go back and roll another character and play through it again. This might be it for me. But you have the option to do that because you unlock two more characters as you go along. One's a rogue and maybe the other's a mage or something. I can't remember. So, anyway, it's going along. Like I said, I picked it up cheap, and I think they gave it away for a Prime game last month. So if you haven't fired it up yet, yeah, give it a go. You might enjoy it. So,
yeah. So here's the other little snafu problem, by the way. I do want to check out Book of Demons. I think I finally looked at gameplay. It looks pretty intriguing. Something I might actually enjoy playing myself. I realize I'm not even gonna talk about updates. Never mind. We'll continue forward. I've been playing a bunch of RPG type games.
Right.
So Age of Wonders. Mm-hmm. This is kind of it's kind of like Civilization.
Right.
On one hand. But the nice thing about the battles, I'm sure I'm Skype here at the moment. I can see it all happening. Yeah, I see it all happening. I see like the OBS is like disconnected, reconnecting in 5 seconds. So this is the world I live in right now because fuck OBS, fuck Microsoft, all of them. I'm just angry at the world right now, including Skype. They can all just, anyway.
Flying leap.
No, I'm telling you. You know what? And it's my fault. OBS, I've delayed updating this because I knew the NDI.
Yeah.
That usage gets killed in later versions of OBS. So I've just been avoiding updating it. But I think it's time. I just bite the bullet, update it, and then we'll have to figure out the old-fashioned way of doing things since that won't have NDI support, I believe. So Age of Wonders, Civ-like. So Civilization VI, it's kind of – I know. I will speak slowly because apparently I'm Skypey right now. Yeah. It's just – this is going to be how it is, Kim.
Right.
The good news is – and I can't even say the good news. The audio version is not going to be any better because I'm not recording it on my side. So we're going to get the crappy Skype audio, which gets me all roboted out. And you know what? It is what it is. I'm not going to worry about it anymore. So Age of Wonders, what's cool about Age of Wonders, once you get into the battle scenarios, you have the option of actually fighting the battles as opposed to in Civilization games, it just automatically happens. And you still can do that. You can still auto battle, but you also can actually fight the fights. And when you fight the fights, you go into a turn-based battle mode where you actually see all the different units. Age of Wonders, if I talk slow enough, maybe it will come over on the internet. Yeah. Anyway, Age of Wonders 4. If you like Civ games, if you like turn-based combat, give it a try. It's definitely worth checking out. I also played an older RPG from 2018 called Atom RPG. Very weird name. I saw it. It's basically kind of like Fallout Tactics. You're set in the Soviet Union, though. And so you have this character that you take around, and you're trying to basically find a group of soldiers that were sent out on a mission and have basically gone missing. It doesn't really handhold you that well. Right. Also problematic was the fact that what can you do, Kim? What can you do?
I don't know.
I don't know either. I just want to fucking break everything. This is how people get. I know. This is how people die. Their internet stops working properly, and then they go into raging fits. That's all I can say. I blame Robin and I blame Mark. Yeah.
Right? Yeah, right. Where is Mark? I mean, come on, dude. Now, if he'd been here, you know.
Oh, he's getting to play Diablo 4, which is the other game I was playing. Yeah. Anyway, Atom RPG, real fast, just to sum that up. This is going to be the fastest podcast ever. Atom RPG, it is an old school turn-based RPG game. If you're in the mood for that, go for it. It's rough around the edges.
But isn't that your jam?
It is my jam, but I don't think it's going to be for everybody.
Now let's talk about the Diablo 4 server slam.
I downloaded it, jumped in, started playing, and immediately got server boots. Every 3 to 5 minutes, kind of like right now, the internet going up and down. So, it was very frustrating. Ultimately, I'm just like, you know what? I'm going to punt on trying to just get anywhere, because I'm literally over 2 days of playing the game, I've only been able to get to level 3.
That's right.
Because it constantly resets. And so it saves some of the progress, but it'll reset me to the starting point I was last at. And the funny part is I'll know when it's happening, because as my character starts walking, like invisible walls, the character will hit the invisible wall and it pushes him back. And I'm like, oh, great, here we go. So, but again, I'm pretty sure now this is connected to my internet taking a massive dump on a Sunday. And so if my internet would not shit every 5 minutes like it is right now, I'd be happier.
Right. Well, if it makes you feel any better, I didn't even fire it up this weekend because I'd already did it the last go around and hit level 20 and got all the stuff for that. So I'm okay. I know I'm going to buy it. I'm going to play it when it comes out. So I'm good.
Yeah. And yes, don't make Robo Greg angry. You will regret it. I see you in the chat, Boomer. All right. So that's it for the games. Again, kind of light.
I kind of want to talk about Vampire Survivors because you got me started on this thing. So,
do talk. I apologize. You know,
it's okay.
Who am I?
It's been a day.
It has.
It's been a day.
Let's talk about Vampire Survivors.
I've got a question, though. I've got started, and I think, believe it or not, the loser that I am, I've only got up to, like, level 10 on anything. And the first part that I'm in, does the map actually end, or is this, like, going into it? That's just what I'm doing, is just killing bats and, ghosts and vampires, and, I mean, do I not go on to different maps, or am I just going to look at the same pixelated background the entire time through? I mean, well, when I get hired, is it going to be different, or is it just the same thing? You just keep leveling up and getting stronger. So
the short answer to that is you do unlock other maps.
Right.
Now,
okay.
How you do that is you wander through the existing map, and you will find locations of basically the vampires on the map, and that will unlock the next map.
Gotcha. I've been wandering around like the same damn spot thinking, well, okay, this is what it is. And they're just going to keep throwing more and more at me until eventually I, die. But if that's
no, when
case,
you
then
open
I guess...
up, when you open up the map, you'll see, I think there's like a question mark. So it'll be somewhere on the map. And you can turn on or off the icons. And so when you see that question mark, that usually is going to be a location you want to investigate.
Gotcha. Again, all right.
I'm looking at Robo Greg, you know, it's like, yeah, it's like going, it's almost like a nuclear DEFCON system. I watched my little light go from green to yellow to red. And once I'm in red, I know I'm totally RoboCop.
Right. Well, that's good to know, though, because I was wondering, because it seems like I'm only wandering one little small section of the map, and I'm like, well, maybe this is all there is to it. I mean, I'm enjoying it, don't get me wrong, but I was kind of curious as to maybe there's something else. You know, because I did finally figure out I could walk out from the little circle, because every once in a while there's be like a little circle. Well, they look like the angry flowers from Mario Brothers. Right. And I found out I can walk out of those and go elsewhere. So that was my question.
Yes, no, definitely walk out of those. Those are traps, basically, and you want to avoid those. The other thing is when you die, I don't know if you've noticed, you getting the money, you can spend that on upgrade.
Mm-hmm. I did find that out by exploring the menu. So, and I think I've unlocked everything, or all the characters, or at least there are four or five that you start out with. I've got all those unlocked, so...
It's all of the different powers that you will be able to unlock. Mm-hmm. That is also another big kind of key to it. So stick with it.
Will do.
It's a fun, addictive game.
Yeah, it's a nice little time waster when, you know, all you want to do is run after these little blue pellets and pick them up and you know, try not to die. So, yeah, it works. It scratches an itch somewhere, I guess. So.
All right. Speaking of scratching an itch, Kim, did you want to talk about Call of Duty or are we good? Should we move on?
No, we're good with that. I'm still playing multiplayer. Like I said, when my vacation shows up, I'm going to try to get, you know, on some more. So maybe we can get a bunch of us together and play that. So.
All right. Well, on that note, we're going to talk about some news, Kim.
Woohoo! This should be fun.
Here is the fucking news.
All right. And the best part is, you know, too, because you hear it on your side. You're hearing I'm all Skypey right now.
Yeah.
Fucking Microsoft. Actually, I can't even blame this on Microsoft. I don't know who to blame this on. I'm blaming the world.
There you go. Blame the world.
Reconnecting in. Okay. I should be good now.
Alrighty.
Okay. Zelda Tears of the Kingdom, Kim. It is the biggest boxed launch of the UK in 2023, surpassing even Hogwarts Legacy.
Wow.
I mean, it's big, but let's slow our roll. I mean, it is one system. Mind you, the Switch is very popular, so it's going to sell great. But yeah, and people seem to love it.
Right.
People seem to love their Zelda.
They do. Switch.
Are you going to? No.
No, I never got into the whole Zelda thing, so no. I mean, I think we played it back in the day when we had, like, the SNES or something, but it was not something I really got into, which is surprising considering I like RPGs, but it's just not something I'm into.
But, okay.
Yeah.
Speaking of Hogwarts Legacy,
right?
The Switch version of Hogwarts Legacy has been delayed now to November. It was supposed to be coming July 25th.
Right.
In my robot voice, I can tell you it is no longer coming July 25th. It's now November 14th.
That's all you have to say.
Okay. Yeah. All right.
I'm not getting that one either for the Switch, so.
Some sad news. PlayStation-backed Deviation Games had some layoffs. This was confirmed by some employees announcing that they had been indeed laid off. Deviation has been developing an original IP, which is being published by Sony Interactive Entertainment. So when Deviation was founded, apparently they were over 100 strong, but that was back in 2021. Hard to say where they're at now.
Right.
Playoffs are never great.
No, although I'm sitting here trying to think of what game they might have possibly made that I've heard of from before, but I'm coming up blank. So,
And I think this was their first game.
Oh, so. Ooh, that's not a good look.
No.
Yeah. Sad.
If I wait 4 seconds, I will un-Skype. And okay. Now I can talk normal. Okay, Summer Game Fest, also known as E3. bastards.
Pretty much.
They announced over 40 partners, including Xbox and PlayStation, will participate in their Summer Game Fest activities. Those interested in the showcase can come in person, like buy tickets to the event, which are now on sale. And that will take place in the YouTube Theater in Inglewood, California on June 8th. So there you go. If you wanted that E3-like feel, you can go there. And it's getting plenty of good support, which is good. Save E3. I don't care if it's called Summer Game Fest, whatever. Just give us the summer showcase.
Yes. Right. Give us something to look forward to, because usually during the summer, we don't have really anything to look forward to game-wise. So this is kind of our thing we look forward to. For the new stuff coming out and stuff we're waiting for and that sort of thing. So give us something.
Speaking of giving us something, Kim, I don't have to talk during this, which is great. You should talk about games coming out.
Oh, alrighty. We can do that. Let me scroll down there, because as per usual, I'm behind. Alrighty.
But you're a champion in my eyes, because I literally everything has gone wrong on my end. So being a little behind is perfectly fine.
Okay, we'll get ready for this big, long, gigantic list of games that are going to be coming out in the next week. So here we go. Your releases, new releases for May 14th through the 21st are Humanity. God help us all. No, Humanity for the PS5, PlayStation VR 2, PlayStation 4, also the regular PlayStation VR, apparently, the first one, I guess, which is the NPC, on May 16th. Starship Troopers Extermination for the PC, May 17th. Firmament. I don't know if that's like an offshoot of Figment, but anyway, Firmament for the PC and Mac. Yeah, Mac. May 18th. The Outlast Trials for PC, May 18th as well. And Lego 2K Drive for the PS5, Xbox Series X and S, PS4, Xbox One, Switch, and PC on May 19th. And there you go. Those are your new releases for this week. There wasn't really a whole lot of anything in there jumping out at me. So, but, there might be something.
Yes, and again, just waiting for my, wonderful internet. Right. Starship Troopers, I'm doing my part. Are you? Do you remember that from the movie? Come on.
Yes, I do.
So that kind of looks interesting. Right. From what I understand, it's a PvE kind of game, first-person shooter. You're basically going up against the hordes of the monsters. I forgot what they were called in Starship Troopers, but...
I don't know. Bugs. So
exactly, bugs. There you go. Kill the bugs, kill them all. Outside of that, there's nothing that jumps off that.
Nope.
Excuse me.
Although okay. The Lego racing thing is a little interesting, but not enough for me to say clamor for it and go, oh, I've got to buy that and play it, because I don't know. I like Lego. I like their games, but they're not something that I just have to have. So unless they're free. Then,
I love Lego games.
Right.
In a robotic voice. But I never play them.
Right. Same. I did finish.
I like the idea.
One.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Kim, I'm going to call it now. We're going to wrap this show up. It has been, I don't want to put people through it. I'm like looking at it, dropping up and down. I feel bad. And it's all fucking Robin's fault. It's Robin's fault. It's Mark's fault. It's Pete's fault. And it's just because he's ginger. That's the only reason why it's his fault. But
he's evil.
But yeah. all right. I need to go reset my router. That's the biggest plan. Or sorry, router. Some of our
English people. I call it router.
Yeah, it's a router, not a router.
It's router. And I call beta, not beta, because beta just sounds wrong. So
exactly. All right. Kim.
Yes.
What are you going to do next weekend? You don't have a podcast to do.
I don't know. I don't know. I'll have to get a hold of Boomer. Maybe we'll sit around and play COD all weekend or something. I don't know. Or I'll bug you guys on WhatsApp just to see what your drunken asses are doing. I could do that,
Just get on a bus, Kim. Get on a bus.
I mean, I'm fully prepared for there to be random phone calls. So,
Oh, yeah.
I can see it already.
That you should very well be prepared for.
I will be. So, yeah. If things would have been different and the kids would have been going to Oklahoma sooner and stuff, I probably would have went. But the way things sit now, it's not a good time. So
yeah, no, I get it.
No, I promise. So
It's okay. We will make it happen one of these days. The good news is, or bad news, depending on how you want to look at it. We have kind of established the t-shirt that Robin so lovingly bought for me that I displayed last weekend. That is going to now be punishment for losing. So we'll have some daily gambling and the loser has to wear the shirt that day. So on the plus, you don't have to wear that shirt.
Thank God, because, you know, the haircut and the shirt, people would have questions.
Oh, yes. Yes. that would, of course, beg some questions.
Indeed.
Yeah. All right. I'm going to wait to do my shout out. So I want you to do another shout out. Like, shout Boomer out.
Okay.
Why not?
All right. Yeah, the one person that showed up in our chat today. So I wasn't sitting there randomly talking to myself. Boomer arrived and saved the day. So thank you, Boomer, for showing up and let me, you know, not only talk to Robo Greg, but, you know, talk to you as well. So thanks for that. And hanging out in our rather short show as it is, but, you know, gremlins and all that. Another shout out. I'll hail Robo Greg because, no, that'll be a new nickname. We'll leave Tank Top and now it'll be Robo Greg. So
Robo Greg.
Yep.
Yeah. So,
yeah. And I hope y'all have a good time next week because, you know, I'm sure you will, but.
Oh, we will. I am very, very excited for next week. I want to shout out, of course, I'm going to talk about this in Robo voice for a little bit because, of course, why not? All the different teams will release their schedules and they will create short little videos to put out there. And some of the videos are absolutely dumb. You know, like Arizona Cardinals had the most lackluster effort video. You know, their quarterback throwing the ball back and forth, and then he turns around, he throws the ball at the camera, and then suddenly the schedule appears.
Right.
Boring. The Titans, Nicole, you know, they did it. They did a fun video of just randomly approaching people on the streets of Tennessee and asking them about different teams' logos. So they would show them the logo, and they'd ask, what football team is this? Now, the ignorance of the Tennessee people came full force forward as they couldn't name any of these teams properly. But of course, they knew what the Titans were. And that was the point of them taking shots at all these other teams. But the Chargers had an absolute gem of a release video. It's done in an anime style, which, in fairness, I'm usually not an anime fan. And I admit it, I would not watch an anime cartoon. However, a 5-minute video of anime characters, I can get through because they have all these little scenes they set up for each game they're playing. And this will go over well with you, Kim. For the Kansas City Chiefs, they showcased the fan, the super fan that had the wolf mask that was going around robbing banks and stores to support his ability to go to all the games.
Right.
And so they actually have two different cuts of him, one removing his ankle bracelet. So he can go. And then the next one, they show him being chased by the cops. Pretty funny stuff.
Nice.
And I know I'm in robo mode, but that's okay. Hopefully you can hear this and understand this. I don't know. You pulled the slot machine lever and Garoppolo comes up as the quarterback. But the next scene, they did the cash out ticket. And on the ticket, they had a QR code that actually worked. And so when you scan the QR code with your phone, it would say Charger fans, you know, select here, Raider fans, select here. And if you select the Raiders one, it pulls up a Google search on how to get a job. Absolutely crushing it. Nice. So, but every one of their scenes was a shot at whatever the team had going on. Like the Detroit Lions, they just pull up this advertisement of gambling problems. If you have a gambling problem, you know, contact, because multiple of their players are now suspended because they were gambling on games last season. So they were relentless, good, funny stuff. And there were some other good, funny videos out there. They're worth a watch.
Indeed.
So that's my shout out. Shout out Las Vegas.
Right.
Literally 4
Hopefully
days
Robin
away
now. Doesn't die of dysentery. No.
Good Lord. If he dies of dysentery, that's problematic for me too. I'm just saying.
Right.
We will avoid the dysentery. What in the hell is Boomer saying? Gas is gas.
Not petrol. I think he's back on the beta and the beta and the,
Yes. Okay. Yeah. Yes.
The router and router and router. I think the Twitch stream's a little slow too. So, because what is it, like 15
everything
seconds
behind? Everything is slow, Kim. So. Everything is slow. It's wonky. And for that news, in that moment, whatever, we're done. We're gonna get out of here.
Bye, everyone.
Let's see if this works.
Yay!
Thank you for listening to the Overseas Connection podcast. See you same time next week.